Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Polish-born, Netherlands-based jazz guitarist Wojtek Justyna. He talked to the show about his new 2022 project, Thrice, by the Wojtek Justyna 3.0. They fuse the energy of funk jazz, the colors and rhythms of world music with fresh sonic explorations through combining soary, fuzzy leads with the rootsy sounds of traditional African instruments and throbbing synth bass lines. Over the years, he has been recognized for his sound, versatility, and creativity. He was originally inspired by rock and blues, and he began playing classical guitar at the age of 14. After he joined a school big band called AB Sound Band, he started developing a very keen interest in jazz. We talk about all of this and so much more. Enjoy this interview.
Yes, I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thanks for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your invitation. It's always nice to have someone interested in our music and wanting to talk about it. So thanks for that.
Absolutely. So before we get into the brand new album, I want to know, you know, how did you survive this time of COVID lockdown? Now that things are opening up, how did you survive it, and how did it change you now that you have a new album and we're all kind of coming out of it?
Well, it's been it's actually been quite an interesting experience because the years before we've been quite busy, and for myself, it's always been my focus has been running this band. So the years before the pandemic, we started. Our first album was recorded in 2015, and since then, I've just been working my ass off to get things going, to play as much as possible, to write new music, and to book tours, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, all of that stopped in the pandemic, and I had a bit of time for myself, actually, which was quite nice. You know, I had some more time to spend with my parents and kind of take a step back from all the hustle around the music, which has given me, you know, a bit of headspace, and then also focus on other things, you know, which I haven't been doing in the past years before that. So it's actually been a very learning experience for myself, and also seeing, yeah, what is really important, and do I need to work so much? Do I have to chase every gig and answer every email within the first 15 minutes or so? So what has changed for me is that I've just been finding more time for myself, and that's kind of a promise that I made to myself when the pandemic kind of started to to take a step back, I thought to myself, yeah, you know, I want to keep that headspace for myself and know that I have time for myself and for my family. And I've been working more efficiently, being more choosy with the things that I pursue. And it's been good, you know, it's been good because I'm finding a bit more balance between the workload that needs to be done with running the band and kind of my private and personal life, you know.
So talk to me about this brand new album. You know, it's a really good funk jazz feel to it. How did this album come together, and how good does it feel for this to come out now that the world's opening up?
Well, it feels great. Yeah, we've actually recorded this album middle of the pandemic. So, on Facebook and all the social media, we get reminders about stuff that has happened in the past few years. And it's actually been almost exactly 2 years since the recording of this album. And our plan was to bring it out, of course, earlier. And I think the release of the album has been postponed 3 or 4 times through the pandemic and all the circumstances around it, and unable to book gigs to support the album on tour. So it's been just pushed back and postponed, and you know, musically we've already moved on from that album, I must say. And it's nevertheless, I'm super proud that it's out, and you know, now that it is out, I actually get to revisit the music a little bit more. And some weeks back, I got the test pressing of the vinyl that's coming out in a while. And I listened to it, and I was like, wow, we did a really great job on this one, you know? And I think it's like, as the title suggests, it is our third album. And I think on this one, we've really found our voice and it's and our sound, and it's quite concise and to the point, and it's kind of you know, I can hear our own sound in it crystallizing more and more. So that's great for me to hear as I look back on this one.
So let's go back in your life. How did the music bug catch you, and what were some early influences for the way that you were going to find your own voice in music?
Well, I started almost 30 years ago, now that I think of it. I started playing when I was 14, 15. I just turned 42, so somebody needs to do the math on that. But that's 20, 28 years or something like that. Is it? Yeah. So that's about 20 years of doing music. And of course, I started from scratch. And my first inspiration was really Led Zeppelin, actually, like probably 95% of guitar players out there. I wanted to learn how to play Stairway to Heaven. And I got my first guitar. And of course, that was still a long way to learning that tune. And I remember bringing the guitar home and having no idea about how it works, how to tune it, how it works at all. And I just remember, you know, fiddling around with it and putting my fingers in different places and just feeling the strings under my fingers and creating a sound with it. You know, I mean, it was nothing. It was just some random notes, but I just loved the feeling of the strings under my hands and the tones that came out of it. And from that moment, I just knew that this is the only thing that I wanted to do and learn and explore. And my musical path was actually quite broad, because although I was inspired by rock music, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Deep Purple, stuff like that, I wanted to study with a teacher, and the teacher that I had was a classical musician. So although I was learning a bit of the kind of rock blues stuff, I actually followed a very, well, a rigorous, so to speak, education in classical music. And I studied classical music for 10 years, being quite serious about it and even considering following my studies in that. But all the while I was learning blues licks and learning Stairway to Heaven, which I managed to play after a few months of practice. And so it was kind of I was exploring these two worlds. And I don't know, I'm probably like five, six years into my musical education, there was a big band formed at the music school where I was studying. And because not many people played electric guitar, and I had electric guitar for all my blues stuff, I was asked to play in this big band. And that's where the world of jazz actually started opening up to me. And I remember the first rehearsals, I could not understand anything from the musical notation that was there. I was used to reading classical music, but in jazz you all, of course, use chord symbols and rhythmic symbols. And it took me quite some time to figure out how to piece all that together. But I remember I loved the colors that of the big bands, and of course the harmonies, which are very rich and interesting. And that kind of drew me into jazz music. And of course the element of improvisation that was present also in the rock and blues world. But here, of course, much richer harmonies, much more intricate melodies really sucked me in. And I started to listen to, of course, all the big band music and Duke Ellington and Count Basie, of course. And that's actually what you will still hear in the music that we make today, because the big band inspiration, kind of making a big sound with a band, and arrangement wise, that's always been kind of my go-to. And from there, of course, I went deep into jazz, really starting from the guitar heroes such as Wes Montgomery and Kenny Burrell and Grant Green, who I love to this day. I got into Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, which is a group that serves for as a huge inspiration for me, and their way of writing and structuring tunes is also present in the music that I make today with my group. And of course, Weather Report and all the fusion stuff, Miles Davis, huge fan of John Coltrane, and John Scofield is also a huge hero of mine. And then, of course, a lot of stuff from the pop world. Since I grew up in the 80s and 90s, I'm a huge fan of hip hop, and Prince is also a huge influence for me. And all these all these influences kind of come together in what we try to do with my band. And my colleagues are also quite musicians who are whose interests are quite broad, and they are quite open. So we're always open to experimenting, trying new things, and everybody brings their influences into the picture. And we all share the love for funk and jazz and world music, and try to base our sounds on those influences.
So what is it that you like the best about being a professional musician? What do you look forward to every day?
That's a great question. I was recently giving a workshop, and actually I was asked this by the students for the very first time, and I was very surprised by my answer, because a lot of people think that the performing is the most exciting part. But I realized when asked this, is that performing is maybe the second or even the third of my favorite things in being a professional musician. I guess for me, the most fun, the thing that I enjoy the most and look forward to the most, is just spending time with my instruments. And I try to designate the morning for that, so that I always have time to play and practice for myself. And the other thing that I just love to do, and I think that's what really draws me into the music, is the element of creating and writing music, and really creating something from a very small seed of inspiration. Maybe it's just a piece of melody or a rhythm or just two chords that I find on the guitar. And then what really sucks me in is the process of creating a whole composition out of that. So it's really like I get into this flow state, and I get immersed into the music, and piecing it together and developing it is something that I think I enjoy the most. And then the process of recording that, so really seeing these ideas come to life and rehearsing them with a band, and then going into the studio and getting a nice sound and making all the elements come together and see them coming together, is something that I enjoy the most. And then, of course, there's the part of going out and playing the stuff, which is always, it's the most exciting, but on the other hand, it's the most challenging for me, because there's people see us going out on stage and having a great time, and we love to play, of course, but there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that I, as band leader, have to take care of. And I notice more and more that it's always... all the other responsibilities have to be taken care of. And then sometimes my mind is really somewhere else when I get on stage, and it takes me a bit of time to get really into to put my musician hat on and really get into the groove. And that can be challenging and sometimes frustrating. And although I love it very, very much, I think the process of creating and watching the music come together and recording it is something that I look forward to the most in this whole thing.
To properly get a handle on who you are, everyone has a perception of who you are, your family, your friends, and your fans, but ultimately, you live your life. What's your What's your perception of yourself? Who do you think you are?
Great questions, Joe. Because it's the question is, are we the way we see ourselves, or are we the way that other people see us? And if you ask me that, I'm just a kid from Poland who wants to play great music, and it's just something that I love to do. And it's really all about the music for me. And there's a lot of stuff around it, but at the end of the day, I just want to be the best that I can be and learn about the music. And it's such a humbling experience, because the more I get into it and the more the older I get, I see what a broad subject this is. And it's just, I love the process of learning and exploring, and also through music, learning things about myself, learning things about my style, my taste, in music. And it's just about that for me. You know, nothing really has changed for me since that moment that I picked up the guitar when I was 14 years old, and this whole fascination that just the fascination of music that I got from just taking the guitar out of the case and trying to find the nice notes, and that's all it is for me, you know. And although there's a lot of stuff around it, for me at the end of the day it's just trying to find my way around the instrument, trying to find my voice in the music, and enjoying that process and enjoying the journey, and sharing that with other people and with my bandmates, of course. And now that I'm also teaching a lot and sharing my experiences with younger players, it's just a musical life that I want to live and share that with people.
So if anyone wants to pick up the new album, learn more about touring and anything going on with you and the band, where's the best place for them to go?
Well, the best place would, of course, be our website, which I hope you will link somewhere, because I know that my name, for everybody outside of Poland, can be quite difficult. So that's wojtekjustyna.com, wojtekjustyna.com. You can find all the social media handles on our website, as well as tour dates. Of course, the album is available on all the streaming platforms, and that's also on the website. We have you can find the links also on all our social media there. And if you would like to pick up a physical copy, the concerts are the best place to buy our music, but also through Bandcamp, that's possible. I'm actually just, after we're finished talking, we'll be sending some CDs to the U.S. so folks in America can pick up the CD through Bandcamp. And follow us on social media, because that's where all this stuff is going on. Lots of backstage footage from our gigs, fun backstage stuff, and of course you can follow all our touring endeavors on there as well.
Beautiful. This has been great, man. Thank you for opening up about the album and about your life and music. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for your time. I was checking out your site and was just listening to the Arturo Sandoval interview, and I really like your style and how you do it. And thank you so much for taking the time to showcase our music a little bit.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in the Netherlands, Poland, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, all the time, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.